Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I know that you love when I shift gears. So here we go. Here are the gears changing. Here we go. We're going to shift gears, and this is going to be a little more of a program for business owners, but if you're an individual, you're a retiree, that doesn't matter. It's still a very interesting subject. And you may know somebody that needs to know about this. So listen up to this, a tent hut. We have Mike Kelly on the line with us. And I'm very excited to have him join us. He's Assistant Vice President of USAA, Military Affairs Advocacy Group. And we're going to be talking about a U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation Hiring Our Heroes program. It launches an online employment site to match military skills with civilian jobs. Yay, that sounds good to me, because out here as an employer operating my company, we need people to come on board, and we're going to be learning from Mike today about the uniqueness and interesting tactical and strategic advantages, if they were, of hiring military people. So we'll bring Mike on the program. Real quick background on Mike before joining USAA. He spent 25 years in the Air Force, and he retired in 2002. Mike, welcome to the program, and thank you very, very much for your service to our country.
Thank you very much, David. Very happy to be here.
Glad to have you, and I get excited anytime there's a subject about the military or veterans, and I have family, as a lot of people do, that, you know, previous generations especially that served in the military and may have even seen active duty, so very, very much an opportunity to really thank you for what you've done and people like you. And I think this is it's a wonderful next step that USAA and, of course, U.S. Chamber of Commerce, this project that you guys have developed, to where this partnership really connects the veteran job seekers to learn more and be able to find these opportunities for jobs, and also for employers to see the benefit of hiring somebody that has the military background and, of course, some of the best training on the planet. And so I'm very excited to talk with you about it. So if you would, I will be making some unapologetic puns and analogies to your experience in the Air Force. So give us the 50,000 foot view here of what this program is all about, so our listeners can appreciate that.
Well, that's great. Thanks, David. I really appreciate the opportunity to share this, because we are very excited about it, primarily because there's a significant need. There are more than 1 million service members that are going to be entering the civilian community over the next 4 to 5 years. So these are service members and their spouses that are going to need jobs. So this is an opportunity for us to put a platform, a tool in place with resources to help them prepare for that civilian job.
Excellent. Excellent. So fasttrackforheroes.org, if either a veteran out there or an employer listening, either of them can go to that website. And there's obviously parts of the website that are catering to each side of the equation, if you will. What would be something that maybe an employer might be surprised to learn about this program?
Well, I think one of the big things that we've heard over the years is employers are always saying, where do I find the talent? Well, this is the platform that will do that. So this is an industry-based online resource specifically tailored for veterans and military spouse job seekers, so they can understand what's available to them in different industries like insurance. So USAA, which is a financial services company serving the military community, we're sponsoring the insurance track of Fast Track. So we're connecting people to meaningful careers in the insurance world.
Excellent. Well, you know, it's I'll give you anecdotes and maybe just my perspective as an employer, Mike. You know, there's a lot of things that I can imagine, and I'm looking forward to learning more about this program myself. A lot of things I can imagine that somebody with the background of being a veteran, having been in the military, brings to the table. And, you know, some of the stuff that employers look for are kind of basic. You know, we're certainly looking for skills. We're certainly looking for talent. We're looking for, you know, relevant experience. But some of it might surprise you in its simplicity. We're looking for good attitude. We're looking for positive attitude. We're looking for somebody who knows how to show up to work on time.
Right, and you're describing all of those traits that are part of the military mindset. They're the soft skills. You know, we feel, certainly at USAA, and I know a lot of my colleagues in other industries are very excited about tapping into that soft talent pool. We can teach them to be an actuary. We can teach them to be a claims adjuster. We can teach them to drive a truck. We're really more interested in those soft skills that they bring to organizations.
Okay, so I'm not the only one that thinks like that. Okay, well, I think that that's an excellent opportunity because it is something that employers want to look for. So the website, tell us a little bit about the website, how it works. Let's take it from two stands. So I'm an employer and I want to tap into these fine recruits. How do I do that? Is there something I can sign up on the website? Do I post jobs? How's that part of it work?
Well, actually the jobs come from a database of more than 4 million jobs available across the United States.
Okay.
So if you're an employer, you can go to fasttrackforheroes.org and click on the employer button, and you'll be able to see all of the people who have applied for jobs in your particular industry. And those industries include insurance, trucking, manufacturing, entertainment and media, and oil and gas. So if you are an employer in any one of those industries, you can go on there and tap into the veterans and military spouses who have looked at your jobs and applied for jobs directly online.
Very cool.
The other piece of that is for the job seeker themselves. So the exciting thing about this, it's designed as a educational tool to help expose people to the different types of careers in those industries. You know, what's the average salary? What are the types of positions that are available in those industries? How will their military skills translate into oil and gas or trucking or insurance? And then they can learn about those industries and search for jobs in those industries. And I think the most exciting piece of this is the heat map that has been created. So you'll find jobs available in the fastest growing markets across the United States. So this is where the opportunities are. So we're trying to drive veterans and spouses to where the opportunities are, rather than limiting themselves by location.
Yeah.
We want them to go where the opportunities are.
Mike, this is really remarkable. As you were describing it, I went to the site. I see I see the map. I see how it's got the different areas where there is this, what'd you call it, the heat areas?
We call it a heat map, right?
All right. Yeah.
It's actually a great way for them to focus on opportunity, not geography.
Excellent.
Because we found in our experience in this space that veterans and spouses typically will go one of three places. They'll stay where they finish up their military career. So if they're stationed at Fort Bragg, then they're going to stay in that Fort Bragg community. They'll return home either to their hometown or their spouse's hometown, which may not really offer them too much opportunity because that's probably why they joined the military in the first place, to get out of their hometown.
Right.
The third option are what we see, people who are willing to go where the opportunities are.
Right.
And that's really what this site is designed to do, is connect job seekers with opportunity.
Excellent. Well, I don't even have to have my infrared goggles on. I can see your map. I can see the hot areas. And you know, it's really easy to use. I gave you my full attention. And at the same time, I went over and I clicked on Florida, because that's where we are. I clicked on financial.
Right.
I pushed the button. I've got 16,753 jobs found.
Just in Florida.
Good Lord.
Right. And the exciting thing, too, for those of you living in Florida and your listening audience, Florida is such a veteran-friendly state. USAA just recently sponsored the Florida Chamber Foundation symposium on defense spending and veterans opportunities. So there have been a lot of laws put in place to make Florida a very friendly state for transitioning service members.
Well, hooray and outstanding Florida. Glad that I'm here and I'm glad that that's what our state's doing. Listen, great stuff, Mike. We're going to grab a quick break. Mike Kelly's our guest today, Assistant Vice President of USAA's Military Affairs Advocacy Group, and of course helping us understand this partnership with U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the Foundation, the Hiring Our Heroes program, and the website, which I was just on, and Mike and I were talking about, fasttrackforheroes.org. If you've got an opportunity, a job that you think you'd like to get out there, you can go to the website, and of course for the veterans, the website's for you guys and gals. You can go there and take a look at what's available, just like I did, and it's very easy to use. Quick break. We'll be right back with Mike. Hold right there.
Retirement planning doesn't have to be hard, complicated, or stressful. It also doesn't have to be done in a hurry or with sales pressure. Since starting Holland Financial in 1997, it has been David Holland's mission to help individuals, couples, and families plan their futures with personalized financial planning. David puts himself in his client's shoes and recommends products and services he would choose for himself or his family. If you'd like to learn more about Holland Financial or to schedule a one-on-one consultation with David, simply call 671-PLAN. That's 671-PLAN. No cost or obligation. Or visit PlanStronger.com.
All right, welcome back. Mike Kelly on the line. Glad to have him return to us and talk with us about this FastTrackForHeroes.org website, U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation partnership there, and hiring our heroes. And Mike is Assistant Vice President of USAA's Military Affairs Advocacy Group, USAA. Say that 10 times fast. All right. So, yeah. Mike, I wanted to circle back. On the break, I took a quick look at the employer part of the website, and there's a couple different options for employers that they can include their jobs using the National Labor Exchange daily feed as an online form you complete, and then it puts it right in, or there's also a direct posting from the state job bank. So there's a couple of different options that employers can have, and so this looks to be pretty user-friendly and easy to navigate, because I did it on the break, and so if I can do that, anybody can do it.
Yeah, it really is an exciting tool, and we think it's going to be very effective to help veterans and spouses get connected to meaningful careers in industries that they're interested in. You know, so many times veterans feel like, well, since I drove a truck in the military, I've got to drive a truck when I get out. Or if I'm a military policeman in the military, then I have to be a policeman when I get out.
Mm-hmm.
This is really designed to expose them to the different types of opportunities that are across all those industries. For example, at USAA, yes, we are an insurance company, and we have claims adjusters, and that's where we have the most need. But we also have IT jobs. We also have compliance jobs. We also have staff positions to work in HR and that type of stuff. So it really gives people a broad view of what is associated with those particular industries.
Excellent. Very good. Well, let's do this, Mike. Let's dig a little deeper into the what makes that military background experience, beyond some of the obvious stuff, what makes them a more desirable potential candidate for an employer as opposed to somebody who hasn't been in the military?
Right. And that doesn't necessarily mean that military folks are better and smarter than others, but I'll tell you what, those soft skills of leadership, of management, of having a core value system. There's incredible technical skills that they bring to the forefront. Their learning agility, work ethic, leadership, loyalty. My goodness, that's a great one for the workforce. You know, so many times employers, there's such a turnover.
Yeah.
Military folks, and especially military spouses, are very loyal workers, and that translates into valuable benefits for civilian employers. So we're used to serving a noble mission. And they want to look for a career that aligns with those sense of values and their talents and skills. So that was certainly the case for me. I wanted to continue to give.
Yeah.
So when I started looking for companies that I wanted to work for, the USA mission is completely aligned with me and my experience, 25 years being in the military. So I'm able to have a meaningful career. I'm able to give back to the military community, and I'm able to help my company succeed.
Excellent. Well, and to the point of loyalty, especially in financial services, which of course you're very familiar with USAA, from my perspective, I cannot have a revolving door. I'm dealing with people's
right.
finances and their money and their retirement, their investment future. And, we need to have that. So to me, you struck a very good chord that loyalty is so essential. And the core values, that moral compass, the ability, to certainly follow a cause and a mission that is, where a company's trying to do good. That's exactly the kind of people that we're looking for. And the other thing you spoke to, Mike, which I think is really known about to some degree, but I think that there is still a lot that people don't know about some of the training. You know, it's not all, you know, marching, right? I mean, there's some incredible, incredible training with some of the top schools in the country, educational programs, some of the top professors, some of the top technical people. You've got the resources to bring in and bring in the best of the best to do the training.
Absolutely. And these are not slow-paced, easygoing training sessions. So, you know, the military is focused on the mission, so they want to get those people, whether they're working in IT or communications or whatever it might be, they want to get them trained and out into the workforce so they can complete the mission. So if you think of the vast population of the military, young enlisted members who may be 17 when they join. I was 17 when I joined the Air Force. I had no clue what I wanted to do with my life.
Yeah.
So joining the military, I was able to get into communications and public relations and journalism, and that's where I still am today. But it gave me direction, it gave me inspiration, and it is not unusual to see 17, 18, 19-year-olds being responsible for a $40 million aircraft.
Wow.
So we place a lot of responsibility on our young enlisted members, and I think that's another intangible that
right.
the military community brings. We put a lot of responsibility on these young people, whether it's for people or resources or funds, and they deliver. And they can translate that very easily into the civilian workforce.
Excellent, Mike. Well, if they can handle a $40 million aircraft, maybe they're responsible enough to help me put a financial plan together for somebody. That's
very
excellent.
True.
Yeah, that's very good. Well, how about let's kind of turn our attention to, you know, you mentioned a little bit about the different fields and the job posting. So this is, I saw the list on the website, and there's a lot of different choices and options that you can drop down and pick some different areas. You've got the financial, you mentioned that, business services, construction, education and health, entertainment, media. There's a breakout between, which I wanted to check, between financial and insurance, and then, of course, government. And, I mean, the list goes on and on. I was surprised at how specific it was, not just grouped into like three or four categories.
Right, and we have the opportunity to add more segments if there's a need for that. We're in discussions to talk about potentially farming. But this first group that we've launched, I think, is pretty inclusive. There's more than 4 million jobs currently associated with these particular industries. And if you look at, so USAA sponsors insurance, you've got Capital One that's doing financial. A lot of the same type of jobs. We're primarily a call center, so 60% of USAA employees are on the phone every day with our members, whether that's providing financial advice or taking the claim for a car that their son or daughter might have been in an accident with. So who better to serve those military members on the phone than somebody who's lived that life,
right.
someone who's experienced that. So that's one of the primary reasons USAA is so focused on and committed to hiring veterans and military spouses, because that's who we are. That's
yeah.
who we serve.
That's excellent. 4.6 million, according to the website right now. And again,
isn't that amazing?
It's amazing. And the thing that I really find really remarkable and a powerful tool, Mike, is that, you know, if you say, okay, look, I get your point about, you know, going where the opportunities are and looking at the whole country, but because of my own personal situation, family or whatever it is, I really need to be in, you know, Florida or Utah or Washington mm-hmm. State, then you can go and just do searches for that state, not necessarily a particular industry, or you can do it the other way around and say, look, I really want to be, and I'll just pick one. I want to be in oil and gas because I think that, you know, that's the place to be and that I have an interest in that. You can do a search of the whole country. And of course you can do the double search and really break it down like I did with Florida and financial services earlier. So I just love the flexibility of that. And it really provides a tool. Now I have a kind of a naive question here. I got on the website and I can look at jobs. Is there something that in the process when the job applicant, the veteran, goes to apply for a position or contact the employers, or, you know, how do you keep other people who are looking for jobs from kind of poaching this site?
Well, when they find a job in that 4.6 million list of jobs, they click directly on it, and then that link will take them directly to that employer's website.
Okay.
So they can search for the job, and they can apply on the same site.
Okay.
So it's a wonderful one-stop shop that allows them to search for where the opportunities are, and then if they see a job that they're interested in, they click on it, and they go directly to that employer's website and comply and apply online.
Okay, so if the employer is looking for somebody with the, you know, all the things we talked about, the military experience, that'll be part of the, you know, the job application process. That's something that the employer, they screen for that.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Exactly,
I was just trying to know if
now,
maybe...
there are a lot of other resources available through Hiring Heroes that USAA supports, where they can go and there's translation of job skills. So
okay.
You might have been an infantryman in the Marine Corps or the Army, and you're trying to figure out, okay, so how does my skill translate? And there's a skills translator on the Hiring Heroes website that will allow them to plug in what they did, actually put in a military specialty code.
Okay, there we go.
Hit a button, and it'll say, all right, here's the type of thing that you did that you're capable of doing in the civilian workforce, and then it lays it out there for them. We'll actually build the resume for them using that translatable skill.
Cool. Now, is that the same website or a separate website?
It all rolls up under Hiring Our Heroes.
Okay.
And you can, it's hiringourheroes.org. You can find Fast Track on there.
Okay.
You can find the skills translator on there. They actually have
one
specifically for military spouses.
Wow.
Because a lot of times, as a military spouse, they are not employed. Because they move so much, they might not be able to find another job where their spouse is located. So they do a lot of volunteering activities, and they may get involved in the community. Those are still very valuable skills.
Absolutely.
That add to their value as an employee. So we have one specifically in place for military spouses as well.
Well, any job that requires gobs of patience and loyalty, that's they're going to be overqualified. Wow.
Right.
Yeah, that's excellent. HiringOurHeroes.org, another website, ladies and gentlemen, to go to that has, as Mike talked about, the skill set, translation component, and some of the other things. Really, really good stuff. All right, we're going to grab another quick break. Mike Kelly, ladies and gentlemen, Assistant Vice President of USAA Military Affairs Advocacy Group, and a couple of websites, FastTrackForHeroes.org with the job opportunities for veterans, and then HiringOurHeroes.org, which has a lot more things, kind of as a more of an umbrella website to go and take a look at. Quick break, right back with Mike.
What if in the time it takes you to eat lunch, you could potentially strengthen your financial future? Would you invest 1 hour to plan stronger? Well, if you spend just 1 hour with certified financial planner David Holland, you'll get simple, straightforward advice to help you plan stronger. It's as simple as that. And if you already have a financial plan, isn't it worth an hour to get a second opinion? And there's no cost or obligation to meet with David. All you need to do is simply call 671-PLAN. That's 671-PLAN. Or visit planstronger.com for more information. Do you have financial questions you'd like answered on this show? Send them to questions@planstronger.com. You will remain anonymous.
And we are back. Mike Kelly on the line and sharing with us about this U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation's Hiring Our Heroes online website, and of course USAA all over that, helping with this program. Mike Kelly, Assistant Vice President of USAA's Military Affairs Advocacy Group. Something struck me on the break, Mike, I was thinking about, and I don't know how it's going to sound, so I'll just do it and you help me with it. 4.6 million job openings. And one of the things that we continually hear about in various media outlets is, you know, not enough jobs, trying to create jobs, trying to, you know, where's a disconnect? Here's 4.6 million jobs that need to be filled, right? So I guess the good news is you've got 1.5 million in the next 5 years of folks coming out of the military to help fill these positions. But it kind of struck me as like, okay, well, there are jobs. People just need to find them and connect with them. And that's, of course, one of the advantages of this website.
So true, and which is why we're so passionate about connecting veterans and spouses to these career opportunities, because there are lots of jobs out there. Now, granted, it may not be the perfect job for you. It may not be the permanent job that you stay in for a second career. My transition experience was very similar to what still takes place today. I took a job. I worked there for about a year. I kind of got oriented to the corporate environment, realized that wasn't necessarily what I wanted to do for the rest of my life, and that's when I started seeking jobs at USAA and where eventually I ended up. But if you look at the need out there, just for post-9/11 veterans between the ages of 18 and 24, which is the largest population. That unemployment rate is 8.8%, just for 18 to 24-year-olds. Now, it's a little bit lower for olders, but there's still a significant need out there. And military spouses, 68% of them have reported that being a military spouse had a negative impact on pursuing their career.
Sure.
So that's why we want to connect spouses and veterans with companies that are veteran-friendly, that are passionate about hiring them, and get them connected so that we can make things happen.
Excellent. And for those companies that want to do that, we talked about how to do that on the website. They can click on the employer section. And is there a way for just more of a general comment, Mike, is there a way for an employer to signal to the community that they want to hire veterans, or that's something that they look for? Is there any specific association or organization that, you know, an employer like mine says, hey, I want to make sure the world knows that we want veterans on our team? Is there a way to do that?
There is, absolutely. In fact, Hiring Your Heroes is, I think, one of the best places to go. They have formed a national coalition of companies that are committed to doing this.
Excellent.
And on their website, an employer can make a public commitment. They can say, this is important to us. We want to hire veterans and spouses, and you can become part of the Hiring Your Heroes coalition.
Excellent.
There are other organizations. Joining Forces is part of the White House initiative that Mrs. Obama is leading. They also have a webpage where you can make a public commitment. So there are lots of opportunities for companies to do this at a national level. At the state level, you also have Veterans Affairs tools and state Veterans Affairs offices where you can demonstrate your interest in this and your commitment to it by going to those organizations. Every single state has their own Veterans Affairs office. They have what we call Veteran Employment Centers, or VECs, where people can go to, and companies in a local community, because they're by county. Across every state in America, a company in, say, I was stationed in Miami. So Dade County, there's a Veteran Employment Center in Dade County, and companies within that county can go to the VAC and demonstrate how interested they are in hiring veterans.
Excellent,
so
Mike.
So it's national,
all right,
and
good.
It's local.
Excellent, Mike. Very good stuff. Well, you count us in. Mike Kelly, ladies and gentlemen, our guest today. Mike, thank you very much for being with us. The website, again, is hiringourheroes.org and fasttrackforheroes.org. Thank you very much for your time today. We appreciate and applaud your efforts and what you're doing.
Thank you very much, David.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.